The weather can create a great day to be outside as well as a day when it's better to stay indoors. The weather also brings with it a need to have knowledge about its potential, its impact, and the risks that it can create. This is especially true for kids, since most children are out of school before their parents are out of work, and they obviously want to be outside playing, and they're left to themselves a lot of times. My next guest with her best friend, Freddie the Frogcaster, have become the team who makes learning about and understanding the risks of severe weather a family experience in a lot of ways. Latest in this series of children's science books is Freddie the Frogcaster and the Flash Flood. Rumor has it she's also a bit jacked up about Monday's solar eclipse, too. She is the weather anchor for the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, Janice Dean. How are you, Janice?
I am great, Chris. How about yourself?
Well, Freddie's back, so all's right with the weather world.
Yes, the fifth adventure. Can you believe it? I think you've been good luck because you have interviewed me every single book that's come out.
Exactly, and usually the first week it's out, too, which, you know, if I could be a rabbit's foot, you could rub me the right way anytime.
Nicely done. I'll remember that.
So we got Freddie and the Flash Flood, and, well, Freddie's advancing in his weather career, I noticed.
You know, we started off with a thunderstorm, and then we went with the big blizzard, and we had the huge hurricane and the terrible tornado. And the flash flood is important because everywhere where there is rain, there is the possibility for flooding. So this topic is universal. You know, there are some areas that don't get hurricanes. There are some areas, you know, that don't see a lot of tornadoes. There are some areas that don't see snowstorms. But everyone experiences rain and the potential for flooding. And what people don't realize is flash flooding and flooding is one of the biggest causes of loss of life when it comes to weather phenomenon. So I think this one, in a lot of ways, is the most important book because it affects so many people. And, you know, it's important to know how to do it, how to prepare for a flash flood, what to do if there's a potential for a flash flood watch or warning in your area.
And what not to do, as we see, unfortunately, over and over again, that people in cars and trucks think, I can make it through that puddle.
That's why the National Weather Service has come up with a really good expression, and it's called turn around, don't drown. And it seems very simple, but you have to take that advice. If you cannot see the bottom of, you know, where the water is coming from, then you cannot travel through it. Don't even try it. I've seen it time and time again. I've lived in areas where flooding has been, you know, an issue. I lived in Texas. I lived in Houston for a number of years where it's all concrete. And when you have a lot of rain that comes in a very short period of time that can't be absorbed into the ground, you have the potential for flash flooding. And I see it, and people, you know, they put their lives in danger, and they put, you know, rescue crews in danger as well by having them try to go save them from something that could be avoided.
And even if you think you're in an area that has experience and knows what to do, as we saw just recently down in Louisiana, once again, because of rain and the water system wasn't able to hold back what was coming down and flowing through, we had some terrible flooding down there again.
You really got to know your surroundings and know, you know, what the soil is like in your area, how much concrete you're dealing with, the history of whether or not your neighborhood has had flash floods in the past. You have to, you know, do some investigating and know your surroundings and know what happens if a tremendous amount of water comes in a very short period of time. So, you know, listen, I can jump up and down and have Freddie hop up and down and tell people what to do if there's a watch or warning, but it's really up to you, your personal safety and the safety of your family to, you know, really educate yourself on your surroundings and what happens if a weather event happens.
So Janice Dean, who is the weather anchor for the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. Freddie the Frogcaster is back. It's Freddie the Frogcaster and the Flash Flood. Learn more about all of Freddie's adventures at FreddieTheFrogcaster.com, and Fox News is obviously at FoxNews.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And if for those of you who maybe missed out on one of Freddie's adventures, Freddie's got he's earned his bones and got a regular gig at the in front of the camera now.
That's right. So the latest book, Freddie has been helping out at the Frog News Network with his friends Polly Woggins and Sally Croker. But this book gives the experience of actually being an on-camera frog. So he is working part-time at the Frog News Network on the weekends, and it's his job to deliver the Frogcast to all of the, you know, fellow frogs in his neighborhood, in his lily pad. So he's getting the experience of being on television. And not only do I educate about flood and what happens when there's a flash flood or a flood in your area, but I also talk about what it's like to be in a profession where sometimes you get the forecast wrong. So in this book, you know, there's a couple of lessons. There's the lesson of being safe and prepared when it comes to a weather event, in this case, it's a flash flood. But there's also the experience that a lot of weather people, like myself, have dealt with over the years, and that is a bad forecast. It does happen. The forecasting is getting better, but it's not, it's never going to be perfect. And so in this case, Freddie gets his broadcast wrong, and he, you know, gets to experience what it's like to have people get a little bit upset with him. So I think that that was a good lesson for Freddie, but also for kids, that sometimes you do get something wrong and you have to, you know, kind of dust yourself off and get back up again and just keep, you know, keep trying to get it right.
Yes, and just own up to it, and that's part of becoming an adult. And with, as with all of Freddie's books, along with, of course, the great artwork by Russ Cox, it's also the, as like I said in the introduction, becomes a family learning experience, because you always have the education toward the after the great story and the artwork about, in this case, what is a flood. You like I never knew, for example, I learned that just 6 inches of rapidly moving floodwater can knock a person off their feet. I did not know that.
I am so glad that we could teach you something, Chris. No, I mean, that's something I wanted to do with these books from the very beginning, is have a good story, a great character. You know, there's certainly some fun that he experiences in these books, and there's a cute story with it. But I also wanted to educate kids, you know, so that you get a little bit more value for your dollar. And the back of the book has valuable lessons, and also, you know, what is a flash flood? What's a warning in your area? How much water does it take to knock a person down? Those kinds of things. So that, you know, if you have some time to get into those types of science matters with your kids and they're interested, you know, I'm happy to do that at the back of the book and have kids learn a little bit more. It also helps teachers. I've had teachers say to me that they've used the books as lessons in class to teach about weather situations. So, you know, I'm so fortunate that, you know, parents and kids and teachers have really embraced the stories and have also learned from them.
And along with the website, FreddieTheFrogCaster.com, Freddie's got his own weather station app now.
He does. Thank you for reminding me of that. We came up with the app last year, and it's free. You can get it on iTunes. And I'm so proud of the app, because now kids, you know how parents are looking at their weather app, you know, every 5 minutes to see if the weather forecast is going to change. Well, I always thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if kids had their own little weather app that they could look at their forecast? And so I had Russ help me out with the design of the app, and kids can punch in their zip code and get their own forecast from Freddie. And then there's also fun little games on there too. They can kind of play flashcards with different weather systems. And then there's also a great little game of dress Freddie for the weather, which I love. You know, you can catch me playing the app once in a while when I'm not on TV. So I'm very proud of that. Freddie the Frogcaster's Weather Station is the app, and you can get it free on iTunes.
And it's not just for kids. I happen to know, well, now two adults, at least that I know of, that have the app on their smartphone.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Wrapping our time with Janice Dean with her latest, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Flash Flood, FreddieTheFrogCaster.com. You can line up, get everything to do with Freddie and all the information about Janice as well, and also FoxNews.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I did mention that you are a bit, excited, I guess we would say, about Monday's solar eclipse. Where are you going to be?
We are going to Greenville, South Carolina. I cannot wait, Chris. Are you excited about this eclipse?
I'm liking it, even though we're going to, I guess up here, we're in like the 50-55% zone.
Well, the U.S. is going to experience at least a partial eclipse, so that's pretty cool. But the fact that this is going to be the first coast-to-coast eclipse going from the northwest down to the southeast, the shadow is going to, you know, traverse the whole country in a matter of a couple of hours. And I believe it's Carbondale, Illinois, that's going to experience the longest eclipse. And that's 2 minutes and 40 seconds where we are in total darkness. And I remember the last time there was an eclipse, and it was in 1979, and I was 8 years old. And we made those little, you know, pinhole projectors.
Right.
And I just remember being very scared not to look up at the sun, which is very important. That's the takeaway message, unless you have protection of your eyes. And I do have those protective glasses. So I can't wait. I've heard that it'll change your life. So, you know, maybe we can talk afterwards to see if it did change my life.
And by the way, those glasses, they have to have international standards. The tag is ISO 12312-2, because there are some knockoffs out there. So unless it has ISO 12312-2, it ain't the real deal.
Absolutely. And listen, watch it on TV. You know, don't go out and put your eyes at risk. If you don't have special glasses that have all those 12345-6 SOFI or whatever the actual numbers and letters are, so important. You have to make sure that they are, you know, they are specifically approved Eclipse glasses. Do not use your regular sunglasses. Do not use 3D glasses. I mean, you truly can do damage to your eyes. So that's really important.
You know, it would be the fun place to be down there near a chicken coop after the sun goes out and then
that's
comes back
right.
on? Are the rooster going to crow?
To see if the rooster crows after the sun comes back.
That could be, you know, especially up here in northwest New Jersey, a lot of farmland. See, you know, that might be the place to hang out, at least in our neck of the woods. So
that's a great experiment.
And also, too, see if your solar panel system blinks off and your lights go off.
Very true. Yes. Very excited about this.
So
just be safe.
That's all coming Monday. So if you're nuts about weather, even if you're not, it's one of those things that you just want to experience because you never know if or when you're going to get to be a part of that experience again. But in the meantime, another addition to your Freddie the Frogcaster library is available, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Flash Flood. Learn more. Get it through FreddieTheFrogcaster.com. Check out Janice every day on the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network. Janice, always fun. Great success. Keep it going because you seem to have the formula down real good. Thanks for being here.
Oh, listen, thank you. Thank you to my good luck charm, yourself.
Oh.